Paul, how rewarding is it for you to have the final game and a win played out the way your club was able to do it on the ice tonight?
You know what? It's good because you walk off the trip now 2-1-1. And when you look at the schedule we've run from March to here, it's a good result. Like the way we moved.
Looks like Connor Scheif.
Was eloquent, wasn't it?
You'll get better for the playoffs.
Wordsmith, yeah, I'm saving it.
Yeah, Connor, Scheifele, Wheeler kind of look like they've got their thing going
again. And it's another night where I liked all the lines. It's just more looking like they're on the same page. Our shift length was right tonight. You know, we got on and off the ice at a good pace, and we were able to carry our pace. And so there's some chemistry there.
Well, when you guys hit the ice for warm-up, Nashville was trailing, and then by the time the puck drops, it's tied or they've maybe just gone ahead. But how aware was everybody maybe of what was going on, and how does that impact what you guys had to do?
Well, we would have seen Arvidsson 3-2 goal on the power play, so we knew what was going on. But I don't know, the players, you know, but you're going to follow it out of interest. We come here today going, we're going to have an opportunity for home ice in the first round or not, and that's what was at stake for us, so we accomplished what we had hoped to accomplish.
So they get the early goal on the power play, Mark gets the goal to tie it late in the period, and then you guys really turn it on in the second.
Yeah, I thought you're trying to get a feel for your team and their team early, like even the first like shift and a half off the bench, I liked where we were going. So the bench was right, and I didn't think we changed a whole lot after it got 1-0. There's lots of time on the clock. It was pretty calm.
I know we're not going to talk to you again until mid-Monday, so just a quick thought on the Blues, who you had 3 of 4 against during the regular season.
You know what? I don't have much to tell you. I don't.
It's kind of weird. You never played that team for so long, right?
We've never played that team, right? Like, we played them in 2018. They were a different team. Yeah. So we're 0-0 in this series, and you'll look statistically in the back half, you know, 2019, they're an elite team in the NHL. That's what everybody in the Central is getting, right? Your door prize for finishing first is you get the Dallas Stars. We went 1-3 against them. I mean, it's going to be an absolute grinder, maybe even more so than last year, those wild card teams ended up playing.
How fun is that first game going to be on home ice?
You know what, for our team, I felt for a while like I don't know what the exact number is. We're about 33-16-2 maybe at the end of January. We were a pretty good idea we're making the playoffs, and then we hit a real heavy grind here, lost some key guys. Some of the fun of it, I think, came out of it for us, and it'll be fun.
Is that why home ice is important, Paul? Because it would almost made this a 6-game road trip.
That travel. Right. So I'm not saying there's a huge advantage in home ice in these series. We didn't have it beat Nashville, had it against Vegas and lost. It's not that, but the last thing we want to do is get on another plane in 3 days. So this is our first 3-day block off, I don't know, I think late January. So we're going to use it and enjoy it and get ready.
How did they change when Binnington came up, Paul? You said you've been watching.
Yeah, so... Like, he's not breaking the puck out. He's not working the power play. He's not doing any of those. But when your goalie comes in and he stops the puck, you get built confidence from that, right? So he's been very, very good. But I don't think necessarily the story. Like, and their game's good. So it's not like the goalie came in and he's been standing on his head for 3 months. He came in and kind of helped them right the ship, but they're right now. They play hard. They play fast. Gave them maybe confidence at a time that they didn't have it, but now it's not a goalie show there. He's been good, but he's not the driver.